My company, TriNet, is a business that helps small to mid-sized companies with all their headaches of being an employer. Because as soon as you put people on your payroll, which is complicated in itself, by the way, you end up having a whole lot of headaches that come with laws you have to be compliant with, and you want to attract and retain the best possible talent with good benefits, which is also complicated. So we kind of do all those things and serve as the employer of record today for about 13,000 small businesses all over the U.S. And so it's a very large company today. We have 3,500 employees in our company, and collectively we serve about 340,000 employees all over the United States that are paid under our payroll and tax ID number. And we're a public company. So it was not always that way. So this has been a 28-year journey to build the company. And I stepped down as the CEO of my company, Trent, in 2008, and then stepped down as chairman in 2010. And in 1999, I had moved my family back to upstate New York and wanted to raise our kids here. Spent 10 years commuting back and forth across the country, thinking about these issues of why don't we have more companies in these new industries like I'm used to seeing in my customers at TriNet. Even today, more than 60% of our customers are small to mid-sized companies in these newer industries. So these are companies that I've seen grow and understand their issues, know what it's like to get these companies out of the starting blocks from zero, a journey that I've been on myself, and have helped them for many years. And so that's why in 2010, I started a nonprofit called Upstate Venture Connect, which has as its mission helping our next generation of entrepreneurs create companies in these new industries who in turn create jobs. And I think that's the better way to be creating jobs instead of taking our dollars, our tax dollars, and giving it to big corporations like we too oftentimes do here in New York. And as we see, it doesn't work. And yet our politicians keep doing it. It drives me crazy. So this is why I'm running. I understand how to make these people that are here, instead of waving goodbye to our children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews, good people that grew up here, went to school here. We got people from all over the world that are going to colleges in upstate New York. We have a tremendous amount of brain power here, and more than 80% of our college graduates in upstate New York move away after they graduate. We can change that, and that's the reason I'm running for office. I know how to change that, and I've got a track record that would say that we can make a difference, because I've, through our nonprofit, we've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs and laid the foundation for thousands of jobs. One of my proudest things about ownership in TriNet is that in these newer industries, when you have companies that can grow fast, you have the opportunity to share ownership with others in ways that people in the company, employees in the company, can be very aligned and profit from the company's success. And we did that at TriNet. And when our company went public in 2014 on the New York Stock Exchange, more than 70 of our employees and investors that were involved in TriNet became millionaires. And so this is the model that works in these new industries, and something that I'm peddling hard so that we have those kind of success stories right here in Central New York.